Now, Roy, we were talking about whether science will find out for us or whether it will be faith, spirituality. What do you think?
Well, I just want to also add to what Raymond said about the shared experience dimension of near-death experiences. At the last, at the 2008 IANS meeting, there was a military nurse who reported that in combat situations, there are these new kinds of NDEs where, for instance, three soldiers were hit by a bomb and were later revived. I mean, they went through the NDE and were later revived, but all three, when they had NDE, each one of the three saw the others leaving their bodies. So that's kind of a shared experience, which also shows that NDE is not simply something which we have, which is just specific to one individual. It can be shared. But the other dimension of NDEs, I think, which is not susceptible of the explanation by the skeptics, is the case, are the cases where a subject sees events or hears, sees and hears and participates in events or conversations going on many miles away during the time when the subject is lying on the, you know, operating table or whatever. How do you explain that? I mean, if you say it's all in the brain, how is it that the subject sees and hears and what people, you know, 100 miles away are discussing or events taking place? So I think there are also dimensions of NDEs which cannot be explained using the skeptics' approach. Now, I mentioned a little while ago that, you know, those who are not swayed by any of this kind of evidence have rightly been called fundamentalists, because no matter what you come up with, they want to dismiss it. But again, to tie it in with what Raymond said, I do think the breakthroughs are going to come from those who pay more attention to the, you know, the logical alternatives. In fact, as I said, I have several major logicians in my book discussing why our everyday experience shows the reality of a self, a soul that is separate from the brain and that will survive death. It's also of interest that I mentioned three Nobel laureate neuroscientists who were convinced of the existence of transphysical dimension: Charles Sherrington, Roger Sperry, Sir John Eccles, as well as one of the most famous neuroscientists of the last century, Wilder Penfield. All of them were convinced. Now, these are people studying the brain, and they were convinced that, you know, all our mental activity cannot be reduced to the brain. And in fact, I have an interview with Sir John about life after death. I mean, he was strongly convinced, as was Penfield, that we do survive our physical death. So I think, I mean, faith is certainly an additional dimension, I think. But on the plane of reason, I think we can come to see that the human self is a reality that will survive physical death. Nevertheless, faith gives a completion. I think near-death experiences and what reason tells us is incomplete. What happens to us? What is our ultimate destiny? I think that comes to us only through religious revelation. And that's where faith, I think, plays a major role. But as to the fact that is there a life after death, I think we can know this from, you know, just the everyday experience and what reason tells us. What is that life after death like? What will happen to us? Ultimately, that I think can only come from direct divine revelation.
I'm going to give you, Roy, first, and then you, Raymond. I want you to paint a picture for us. This is all based on conjecture. It's based on your belief. It's based on things you've heard. But Roy, you first. From the moment a person physically dies, stops breathing, heart stops, what happens to them?
Well, I personally go along with what has been reported by all the world religions, as well as by the experience of most people having NDE, that there is a life review. There is a review of every action of your life, I think it is a sort of judgment in that sense that the question seems to be, have you loved? And how has this carried on? Was this carried on in your life here on earth? And after that, I do see that this leads on, and this is where religious faith is important for me. It leads on to the question of God. I mean, it leads you to God. Now, interestingly, this was experienced, I think God has a sense of humor. Two very famous atheists, one was a very famous atheist, Sir Alfred Ayer, whom both Raymond and I knew, as well as another atheist, Howard Storm. Both of them had, you know, some elements of these two experiences. But I do think there is a life review followed by some kind of encounter with a divine being.
Okay, how about you, Raymond?
Well, similarly, following up on what Roy was saying there, the one thing that I have heard palpably since I first began to hear directly from people who had had this experience, George, back in 1965, and have subsequent to that talked with thousands of people who returned from a state that, in many cases, their physicians had thought to be death, and also that I hear from the people at the bedside that I discuss in this forthcoming book, Between Two Worlds, of the shared death experiences, that the theme that comes out universally from this is that people who in those situations tell us that they realize that the most important thing we can do while we're alive here is to learn to love, and that that's what you essentially take over, is the learning that you have done in your relationships of love and in the relationships that you've had with your fellow human beings. And then also a theme I hear very often from people is that knowledge is very important too. Many people in these reviews of their lives told me that this presence that they are with, this compassionate being of light, that what this being seems to be interested in is primarily how have you learned to love,
interesting,
and also what you have learned in the way of knowledge, how you have progressed in knowledge. And very interestingly, quite a number of people I've talked with over the years, and invariably these were people who had been through extremely lengthy cardiac arrests, who far beyond what current physiological knowledge seems to suggest is possible, and yet nonetheless these people were revived, tell us that they see, for want of a better term, and in another entire dimension of existence in which the process of knowledge goes on. This wonderful man, Dr. George Ritchie, the first living person I ever heard this story from back in 1965, said that during his life review, in which he saw scenes were reviewed in which he had been learning something, he said that the message he got, or the feeling he got from this being he was with, was that even after you die, this process of learning and knowledge goes on.